Very good. So I got, I'm going to introduce my brother, my mentor, my big brother, the guy I blame for every mistake because I don't know what to do. So I go, oh, him. And yeah, no, he's, this is exciting for us. So Matt Altman, come on out, my brother. Yeah. My older brother right here. So we're going to, and then we got Natasha, who I think you guys saw a video of. What's up, Natasha? Thank you for joining us. Cute little baby.
I know. I saw the baby. It's amazing.
Shh. All right. Let's do this.
Okay, cool.
So thanks for interviewing us. Ask us any questions you want.
All right. Let's get into this. I'm so excited. That speech was amazing. Can we just give it up for Josh one more time? You are one of the most hilarious people I've ever met. Me and my brother were just, I mean, we spoke on stage a few times together, but we're standing and we're like, he is so good. You two together, though, are a powerhouse. You are known as some of the biggest real estate guys in the world.
Not physically.
Not physically. That's
5'7" on a
5'9"
taller.
Yeah.
Or not 5'9", yeah. 5'8". Not 5'9".
You're not 5'9".
On TV, we're taller.
You're way taller than me.
But everyone's taller than me.
I know. We just discovered that. I always take my shoes off when we're having a conversation. I'm like, oh no, I stand next to you and I'll just take my shoe off and shrink. He's like, where did you go? I'm here. All right, I want to get into this. I'm going to talk about $1 million listing. You two have done some of the biggest deals. At this point, you've done $10 billion in real estate. That is so impressive. What's it like working together?
Well, it's great for a few different reasons. Number one, we are not what we were growing up. In fact, we grew up, and anybody that met the Altman brothers on the East Coast decided not to have children. We were like Josh said in school, we're not too good. We were not good children. And true. It was predominantly my fault.
It was mostly his fault.
As the older brother. But the best part about us working together is in this business, and I would say probably in any business, but you know, our business in particular, we have 100% trust. And that is something that you can't get. I know that he's got my back and I have his back every time. Anytime that I can't make it to something, he's there. Same thing, vice versa. We're always looking out for each other. And I think that's probably, you know, the most special thing. With that said, it's nice that we have him look a lot alike. Because sometimes people, I have a hat in my car actually right now.
He does.
It says, not Josh. Because everybody thinks I'm Josh.
So
you got no joke.
You do look like twins.
I have a lot of Botox and he's young. it's 100% true. But the ability that we are able to sort of finish each other's sentences, this is on. We even share our minds sometimes. Like, for example, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 1,000.
992.
That was it. You see? Crazy fast. It's just like, it's like quick and easy for some.
Can you tell we've been brothers for 46 years?
Yeah. Has it been that long?
Yes.
I'm gorgeous. That's 40.
Wow. Okay, what was the craziest listing that you guys ever did and why?
Oh, I think the listing we have right now is pretty crazy.
Wait, come on. We want to hear about it. What's going on?
It's right around here.
The Okoto. Cota de Taza. So it's a beer.
We know that.
Yeah, you know that one? Oh my God, you got to see the garage of that one. It's the coolest garage. The garage has like $300 million worth of cars in it. We go to this listing appointment. It's a 3-hour tour for the house. That's how big this house is. It's 137 acres. We're on the market for $125 million. And it's insanity. I mean, that's when you walk through these listings and you're like, oh my God, you pinch yourself. You're like, you feel like you shouldn't be there. Yeah.
There are 30 acres of orange groves in this house. And of course, I have a large Hummer, so I think I can drive anywhere. And the guy goes, you know, do you want to go on one of these Kubotas, whatever they're called, like these four-wheelers?
That's four-wheelers.
Like, oh, I can drive anywhere. And we go, and I think we were about 2 inches from the car flipping over.
Yeah.
As we were doing
Yeah,
this.
We would not have gotten the listing. We
definitely would have lost it.
Yeah. But I will tell you, as far as deals, because every deal is a story. In our business, first of all, you learn something every single deal. You get to meet incredible people most of the time when you do deals. You get to a point where it's not about the size of the deal. You want to feel good about the deal. You want everybody involved to feel good about the deal. Sometimes, you know, I know some people who say in order for a good deal to happen, everybody has to be a little uncomfortable. You know, not everybody can win all the time, but even some of the best deals we've ever done have been $2 million, for instance. And in LA, you know, that's pretty starter for the houses that we sell. But it's not that, it's not the biggest deal. That's always the best deal. And we get to meet some real credible people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of my favorite parts of our job, if you were to ask, is who we get to spend the time with in our cars and get to pick these guys' brains and girls' brains. And it's just, that's been my favorite part of this job.
Yeah.
I do think, you know, everybody, so we treat everybody with respect. A lot of the big celebrity type names are sort of thrown off because you just, they're normal. They put their pants on the same way you do. We can't have only pot mess. 55? It is, you know, we always treat everybody, it doesn't matter, especially in LA, because you have no clue how much everyone's worth, because you can either dress really well or you dress terrible and you have no idea. But we treat everybody with respect. We treat every deal exactly the same. When we get a listing for 50 or 60 or $70 million, or we get a listing for 4 or 5 million, we do the exact same thing. And we treat them like they're a huge asset, because all these people, these are usually their biggest asset in their lives.
Yeah, 99% of the biggest deal ever. And by the way, you see on TV, like, it's great to have a $60 million listing. It's great to have an $8 million listing. You all know those things don't sell very often. Like, those are all great and all. You know how expensive it is to market those?
That's my favorite thing. When we get a big listing and Sony sends me another agent, like, congratulations. I'm like, on what? On the amount? What do you have to spend until it sells? If it sells?
So we love $2, $3, $4, $5 million listings that pays our bills all day long.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the massive celebrity clients that you've worked with. I want to think about Kim and Kanye. Was that crazy working with them? What was that like?
Kim's amazing. She's the hardest working woman I've ever met in my entire life, times 10. You very quickly, when you meet her, you understand why she is who she is. She's incredible.
And she happens to be the first client we ever had.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
She sold an $800,000 condo behind where our office is now.
Oh,
she was our first client of our entire life.
That's right. And you want to even know the crazier thing about that? Everything, you know, there's always, we always say everybody's a deal, right? You never know where your next deal is going to come from. Kim Kardashian was not our first deal. It was like our, whatever, first 10, one of our first 10 deals. Trust me, I know our first deal. So we were losing the house, the castle. So we were renting it out to make any type of money whatsoever to help pay the mortgage. So there was someone called us and said, can we throw a party at your house? And of course we're like, yeah, how much? One of the people there knew Kim, said, introduced us. We ended up making the deal. So, you know, we may have lost a couple million on that house, but we ended up,
that was a deal. That was actually an incredible story. We basically went with all of these different location companies because we needed anything done. And I was the Pepsi house is what it was.
Yeah, that's what that was.
And we became friendly with her from there. And that was just, we try to always look again, you know, based on our stories is we always look at the bigger picture. And I think that that's probably the other differentiation. That is a long word I didn't say right. But it's also the other factor that makes us who we are and what we do is we look at the big picture. So many times I see agents let deals die because of a washer or dryer. I mean, we literally, I think our Sears, if that's still in business, number one client. Maybe it's Best Buy now, but you just don't let deals die. And
we bought more washers and dryers than anyone on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and this point is that, how funny, you work so hard and you get to the end of a deal and because they do inspections, somebody needs something. I'm dumbfounded at how many deals die because people don't just handle it. Yes, you make a little bit more, but then you don't have to deal with that person again. Where that process could start all over. The second it dies, you then all of a sudden could find out that they see something with somebody else.
Somebody once was trying to diss us and they're like, you're like the Walmart of real estate. I look at my brother and it's like, thank you. I think that's great. We turn deals. We do, I think it was last year, we did 188 deals. But yeah, we turn deals. We move deals. We move houses. That's our job, to sell houses.
We don't let deals die, and we do whatever it takes to get it done.
No.
What's the best part of the job? If you had to, like, go down to that core thing, what is the best part? What do you wake up for? What's your why?
Josh wakes up, and he's at the gym at 4 in the morning.
That's not my why.
We are very different people, by the way. I think, you know, we're each other's sort of yin and yang. We're definitely very polar opposite. I'm gonna keep talking through the other one, 100%.
Did we just tell you we don't listen?
We're not listening. Real fast. Did you talk on the TV? What's the best part to me is definitely going to be spending time with people that, you know, that we get inspired by and get motivated by. My biggest motivation, to be honest with you, is my brother. That's the other part of having a partnership that I think is so good and so important, especially in a job where you don't have a boss, because you're accountable. I find that 95% of the realtors don't make any money because they're not held accountable. They don't come to work. If I'm not there, I feel like I am not doing something that my brother's doing. That makes me feel crappy. So that's my biggest motivation to get in there. And then when you have children, obviously, like that, then you don't have much of a choice. You have to work forever.
True.
And it's the best.
True. For me, it's more, look, we're dealing with people's biggest investments in their life, hands down. I mean, maybe once in a while you meet somebody who has bigger investments, but this is everyone's biggest investment. And sometimes you do a lot of deals and you tend to forget how important these investments are for these people. And not only is it their biggest investment, but it's the most emotional investment that they will ever make. And so sometimes we have to remind each other, it's not a deal to these people. It's their home. And to be part of that process, and if you can do it well for those people, they will forever thank you. They will forever be your friends. You will always have been part of the biggest.
Those are my best relationships. Yeah, those are my best relationships. My friendships that I've made on certain deals where they're just thrilled to be in there. You end up spending so much time with these people anyways. But all of my best friends, I have randomly either sold a house, bought a house with them, or did something in the game of real estate.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them went best friend time. Some of them are such good friends that I can't do business with them anymore. I'd rather the friendship. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so don't get too many friends.
All right, give me the final maybe one or two questions. Which is your favorite? In fact, not favorite. I want to hear the most outrageous, batshit, crazy, wild story of someone that you worked with whilst you were on the show, and maybe they didn't see it in the public, but something outrageous. Like, what did you guys go through during one of these listings? And what did you see?
You should talk about the lady we did the lease for. I think that's like a great story.
All right. So this is, again, when you treat everybody with kindness and respect. We got a call to show a lease. Now, in our business, leases are the worst thing in the world. You spend the exact same amount of time that you do to buy a house to lease a house. Except one, you can go to McDonald's. The other ones, you can pay for your kids' school for the year.
Yeah.
So we get a call, lovely girl, and she wants to see some houses. And so I think it was one of those things like, I don't have anything to do this hour. How hard can it be? Let's just go. Show this girl some houses. Unfortunately, she didn't like anything.
For lease.
For lease. Unfortunately, she didn't like anything. It's like, you know, can we go see some more things? So do it again. Do it again. Do it again. It was after like 2 weeks of doing this. At this point, we have lost money. There's no way you're going to make money on this lease. It's irrelevant. But by looking again at sort of the bigger picture of things.
It was like $4,000 a month lease.
It was literally, we made like $7. and at the end of it, she said, thank you, blah, blah, blah. And it was nice meeting her. Apparently, she then called her dad to tell him how happy she was. Well, her dad is sitting with the president of their Fortune 500 company right across from them. You guys are not going to believe this. My daughter, who's never happy, is thrilled. She had these guys help her so well. You know, and the guy goes, you know, I'm thinking about selling my house. That agent's great. But she's like, he's the best. Next day, you know, we're getting a call, and it's to list his condo at the time for $5.7 million in Santa Monica. We get that. So we're sitting there, and on our first sale house, a very famous athlete walks in. It goes, I like this, but I want something much, much bigger. And he looks at us, and he's like, do you have anything much bigger? And we both look at each other and smile, and we're like, absolutely. Absolutely. And then we both
never say you don't
have something. We both sort of pick up our phone and pretend we have something else to do. We're like, we'll call you. Then we leave. We spend the next day calling everyone to get an opening. And we end up selling that guy the most expensive penthouse in the history of Santa Monica at that time.
Yeah.
So it's like from that negative $7 deal, We ended up selling about 65 million fried. And it's just, again, enjoying what you do, giving everybody, you know,
respect. That's it.
And
never know where your next deal is going to come from.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.